It's a shutdown over a budget showdown. Minnesota's state government has been shut down since last Friday as it tries to close its $5 billion budget gap. Even though there is now a Democratic governor in that state, could this play in favor of GOP presidential candidates, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, or former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty? Here to discuss with my Freedom Fighters, Fox Business Countdown to the Closing Bell anchor, and my colleague Liz Klayman, Anthony Randazzo, Reason Foundation Director of Economic Research, and radio host and Freedom Watch regular Nancy Skinner. Is it such a bad thing, Anthony, if the government shuts down? Let's see, the state prisons are operating, the courts are operating, even the zoo. I don't know how they decide this, but the zoos are operating.
Yeah, that seems pretty ridiculous, right? Well, it depends on who you ask. I mean, if you're a state employee, it's problematic. You want to get a paycheck. But thinking long term, this is not a bad thing, particularly for states in fiscal year 2013 who are looking at big budget gaps, like Nevada, 36% budget gap. Oregon's looking at a 25% budget gap. They need to look at this and learn a lesson. The fact that we have a government shutdown right now, it's good for long term.
Nancy, do shutdowns like this, are they good to campaign on? In other words, stated differently, who is harmed politically by these shutdowns? Is it the Republican governor who just left office? Is it the Democratic governor in office now? Is Michelle Bachmann in any way hurt or harmed by this essentially state decision to shut the government down on the 4th of July weekend?
Well, you know, everyone loses. We've seen that. Look what happened to Newt Gingrich. I think his showdown has forever tainted him, and he has no chance of winning the presidency because of this. You know, independents and most Americans just, they don't understand the inside baseball of politics. They don't like shutdowns.
Okay, but talk to me
about to be adults.
Governor Pawlenty and Congresswoman Bachmann. Does this help or hurt them? They're both Republicans. The shutdown decision was made by Governor Pawlenty's Democratic successor.
You know, Michelle Bachmann has so much damage control to do in terms of her image. To be seen as the person that is, you know, so will walk the plank to the extent that she'll shut the government down, it will not help her. She has to come off as more mainstream. She did a good job in the debate.
And, all right.
But so this is kind of counter. Pawlenty is a different story. Pawlenty seems like, you know, he's a teddy bear. I don't know, but I will tell you this. They never poll well. No one wants
all
the
right,
government.
Got it.
They want us to be
stick,
civil.
I want to stick to this shutdown. Thank you, Nancy. How does Wall Street look at something like a government shutdown? I mean, that means the interest payments on bonds are somehow not being made.
Well, it's disappointing, and I think Nancy's right. Nobody wins, but Anthony's right, too. And in the regard that you look at what's going on there, and there are government workers who feel very hurt by this. However, Judge, you know I'm a free marketeer, and I'm looking
right.
at capitalism.
Right.
If you're running a business and you see in your balance sheet there's a huge deficit, you have to shut down different parts of your business. Now, that's not necessarily something that anybody wants to hear, but that's what the state of Minnesota had to do. And in the end, you look at, say, for example, Pandora, that company, the internet radio company, once had to tell their workers either keep working without money or don't come to work.
I could not agree with Liz Klayman more, but could you imagine the government being run like a business where they just shut down the parts that are really draining them?
And only
operated the parts that really work? The government wouldn't do something like that. It's just not in the government mentality to think like a businessman.
What's interesting about a situation like a government shutdown here is that this is a good case study for, okay, well, we've got all these things that are shut down that we maybe don't really even need. Like, if
can we,
you know,
live
we have,
without them?
Right, exactly. If we have like these essential services, maybe government should just be limited to those essential
can
services.
Can you be practical, Skinner, and say there are parts of government we can't live without and parts of government we need to have every day? Or is it all or nothing at all?
No, it has to be exactly what you said, because there's so much, and that's what President Obama talked about today, is listen, all these corporate loopholes for corporations that are so wealthy right now, and we're still subsidizing oil companies. Okay, that's the stuff you can let go of. But Social Security checks and Medicare checks to seniors right now who don't have alternatives, who can't go back to work, that we can't do. So yeah, it's got to be. You know what? Our founding fathers, we had Federalists and Non-Federalists. They fought, and the art of the deal was compromise.
Right.
And we've lost the art of the deal, which is compromise.
All right.
right. This is something that you believe in, because you, Liz, you and I have talked about this a lot. But I just want to ask you a brief question, a brief answer before we go to what the president said earlier today. Will it be tougher for Minnesota to borrow money in the future, or is this just a footnote?
Well, I think that you have to look at that as a very real possibility. However, if it actually sheds some fat and some real problems and it gets them into a healthier budget situation, that in the end, in the long term, Judge, works to Minnesota's advantage.
Okay. President Obama is inviting congressional leaders to the White House on Thursday to attempt to nail down a debt ceiling deal. But the president is not backing down from tax hikes on the wealthy. This was the president at the White House briefing room just a few hours ago.
We need to take on spending in domestic programs, in defense programs, in entitlement programs, and we need to take on spending in the tax code, spending on certain tax breaks and deductions for the wealthiest of Americans. This will require both parties to get out of our comfort zones.
To get out of our comfort zones. Is the president really thinking whacking the rich will help our $14 trillion deficit? Or is this just his ideology getting in the way of a deal, Anthony Randazzo?
There's a lot of politics being played here, and I think that's unfortunate, because we need to be separating these conversations. We need to be having a specific conversation about how we want to think about tax policy. The reason we're having all these fights when it comes to should we have these tax cuts or these spending cuts or these tax increases is because we're not even just talking about the problems of the tax code itself. There are a lot of reforms that need to happen to the tax code itself. That needs to be a separate conversation than the debt ceiling conversation. As long as those are tied together, and we're not even talking about fiscal year budget for 2012, there's going to be all kinds of politics, and you can't trust a politician no matter what they say.
I know you want to talk about the oil depletion allowance on corporate jets, but I want to talk about politics. Isn't the idea of raising taxes dead on arrival with the Republican majority in the House, no matter how ill-guided you think they are, isn't it clear that a majority of the present House of Representatives will not raise taxes and not get rid of deductions for the rest of this congressional term?
No, and I'll tell you the reason why. It's because we know that Wall Street cares about our financial credibility across global markets. And if it's really going to come down, and we're already starting to see repercussions from even this scheme of chicken.
Right.
So Wall Street is saying, who's the guy? Jim Cramer was on TV the other day saying, we don't need to be taxing capital gains at ordinary rates. That's crazy. It's crazy.
All right.
Everybody has to do their part. So.
Got it. The government's not going to raise taxes.
Why do you keep calling the elimination of tax deductions on things like yachts and private jets a tax hike, Judge? If you're going to cut government spending, a lot of which are services which poor people tend to use more, why would you not then balance it with eliminating tax breaks on things like corporate jets? Now, I'm all for corporate jets if you can afford it and stand on your own and pay for it. I had a CEO who has his own private jet call me and say, do I need to quickly buy my jet so I can get in on that deduction?
Listen, Judge. But what I'm suggesting to you
Why are your viewers subsidizing that?
What I'm suggesting to you is there's no stomach amongst Republicans in the House of Representatives to change the tax code so that people have to pay more money than they're now paying. Because if you take away corporate jets, soon you will take away corporate chairs, and you will be taxing corporations out of existence.
Can we start somewhere?
Oh, that's
isn't the ideology? Hang on, Nancy. Isn't the ideology of the president that anything is fair game as long as it's regulated by the government?
Well, certainly. When you're talking about politics, just pure politics, there is not the stomach amongst Republicans to want to raise taxes on any individual. And so that's why that really is just sort of cut off. But if there can be, if we can get rid of some of those deductions and lower everybody's tax rate, it's like just sort of like an nominal basis.
To make everything fairer.
To balance it all out.
How about an income tax form that's the size of an index card?
I'm all for that. But, Judge, if you're going to cut defense and you're going to cut money for our troops, then you should cut some of the things.
Got to go. Next time, Nancy. Nancy Skinner, Anthony Randazzo, Liz Klayman.
It's called the sunset clause.
We'll get to you, Nancy. Thanks very much for joining us. Back with cutting up the government's credit card and urging it to run itself like a money-making business instead of a financially foolish child after this.